And just that helps. Did I do the wrong thing? While that's happening, I'd just like to say that what I'm going to do today is give you a bit of background as to what we will be talking about with Yoli in a few moments. Things are going very well as far as she's concerned. She's here in the States with the purpose of learning English, because she's been invited to Israel by the ambassador of Bogota of Israel to take the message of Christ to the high school students in Israel, which is nothing short of a miracle. And she's going to be sharing some of those thoughts with you. And as this warms up, we'll begin to show you some slides, some photos. This is a place where I visited back in the early 1970s. I was a missionary in Colombia for 20 years. And during that time, with another missionary, Andrew, he and I visited up in this area, particularly over the period of a few years, and we encountered this family out in the jungle area, a rather large family. At this time, there are 10 children. There were three more to go, and it was growing very well. The father got saved, and then he began to teach what he was learning to his family, and that's just a photograph back then. That's me sitting on the chair beside where I was sleeping on the floor, generally put at night. The father's on the left with some of the children listening to the teaching of the word. And then back in 1974, I baptized the oldest daughter. And she was 14 years old at that time. You can see their little house in the background out in the jungle. And since that time, she's grown up. The family's grown up. She has now just had her 60th birthday. So that tells you it was quite a while ago. And things were progressing really, really well with this family. And then, unfortunately, the children became 13, and then they disappeared from sight because the communist guerrillas had come along, and they wanted to take money from the family, which they didn't have. And then when they couldn't provide that, they threatened to take the oldest boys and line them up with the communist guerrillas and teach them to become guerrillas and work with them out in the jungles. And so they finally disappeared from there. The father took off. He wasn't going to allow his family to be involved in anything like that. And the 13 children, they got married, and Dad was using the Emmaus correspondence courses to teach the family. We had left them with these courses with them back in the 1973 to 75, and he used that to teach himself to be discipling himself, and all of the family, all of the children, were hearing from the Word of God and with the courses as a basis for their doctrinal instruction. And so Yoli is one of the youngest of the family, and they had to escape from the guerrillas. They went to eventually in Barranquilla up on the north coast of Colombia, where they were able to settle down out of reach of the guerrillas, and then they grew up. The father continued to teach and help the family to progress in the things of the Lord. Now, what I want to do is show you a very brief video, and this video will give you a bit of an idea of what is happening now. And the reason why I used that verse at the beginning, we planted a little seed out in the jungle. The father was the one who was watering that with the word and with teaching, but it's the Lord who has given a tremendous increase. I'm saying goodbye to any limitation. We are the ministry Youth Generation Without Limits. The youth ministry in high schools began in the city of Barranquilla in 2011. Now we are present in other cities and towns in Colombia, as well as internationally. We've been reaching an average of 160,000 young people each year. Our mission is to promote their rights, protection, and to help them understand their place in society. We do this by listening to them and guiding them to forge their future, to prevent them from becoming non-productive and practicing crime and violence. How do we do it? We visit up to four high schools a day with an average of 200 students in each school. We do this through mentoring and interaction talks where young people discuss their problems in topics such as cutting, sexuality, drugs, self-worth, identity, and life goals. We train teachers and parents with the following topics: violence starts at home, the language of love, wisdom in parenting. Our primary supporters are the schools that have allowed us to accompany them in the tasks of forming socially adjusted children. Why do we do it? We have a commitment and passion for young people in our country and in the world. We see them as transformers of our society, its environment and economy. In this way, we contribute to the peace and coexistence of society. Well, I'd just like to invite Yorley to come up now and to talk a little bit about how she came to be doing this incredible work amongst many hundreds of thousands of kids every couple of years. Yorley Duarte.
Good morning. Okay, mi nombre es Yorley Duarte, from Colombia. Es muy significativo todo esto.
This is something that really means something to me.
Gracias por la invitación.
Thank you for the invitation.
Y me alegra muchísimo ver jóvenes.
And I'm so happy to see so many young people here today.
Los que me conocen saben.
All the young people who know me, they know.
Que me apasionan los jóvenes.
My passion is for young people.
Una iglesia sin jóvenes.
A church without young people.
Es preocupante.
It's a problem.
Así es que animo a los jóvenes.
So I challenge the young people.
Seguir a Jesucristo.
Follow the Lord Jesus.
El mundo te va a ofrecer muchas cosas.
The world is offering so many things.
Pero nadie te va a llenar.
But nothing is going to fill that void.
Como Jesús.
Like the Lord Jesus himself.
Este movimiento en los colegios,
the work that began in the high schools,
nació por mi padre.
This started because of her father.
Yo nací en un hogar cristiano.
I grew up in a Christian home.
Crecí con principios y valores bíblicos.
We had biblical principles.
Mi padre se encargó.
My father was in charge.
De entregar el legado.
And the one who was delegated.
De enseñarnos
to teach us
todo lo que habían hecho los misioneros.
Everything that the missionaries had taught us.
Yo le doy gracias a Dios.
I give thanks to God.
Porque los misioneros,
because the missionaries,
dejaron la comodidad.
They didn't left their comforts of home.
Y fueron a buscar a mis padres.
And went to seek my parents.
En una situación difícil.
In a very difficult situation.
En el campo.
In the country.
Y gracias a Dios.
And thank God.
Por su vida, Ian.
For the life of Ian.
Doy gracias a Dios.
I give thanks to God.
Por haberme dado el privilegio.
Having given me the privilege.
De conocerlo.
Of knowing him.
Mi padre perdió la conexión.
My father lost the connection with the missionaries.
Porque ellos tuvieron que salir de las fincas.
Because they had to leave from their jungle farm.
Por la guerrilla.
Because of the guerrillas.
Se querían llevar a mis hermanos.
They wanted to take my brothers.
Y mi padre, para proteger a mis hermanos.
My father, to protect my brothers.
Salió a la ciudad.
Left the city for the cities.
Y gracias a Dios.
Thanks to God.
Se encargó cada día.
Every day he began to teach.
Enseñarnos.
Teach us in the word.
Todo lo que había aprendido en la finca.
Everything that he had learned out in that jungle farm.
Por los misioneros.
Because of the missionaries.
Bendigo los misioneros.
I give thanks for the missionaries.
Un momento. Okay, en la primera. Okay.
¿Sí?
No, después. Okay. Yo iba a la iglesia.
I was going along to the church.
Les confieso que calentaba la silla.
I have to confess I was just warming the seat.
Y un día le dije a Dios,
and one day I said to God,
te quiero servir.
I want to serve.
No pensé que Dios lo iba a tomar tan en serio.
I didn't think God was going to take that seriously.
A los días,
a few days later,
llega un amigo,
a friend of mine came,
y me dice, Yorley, te necesito.
And she said, Lord, Yorley, I need you.
Tengo una convivencia en un colegio.
I got a little get together in one of the high schools.
Y quiero que vengas conmigo.
I'd like you to come with me.
Yo le digo, okay, allá voy.
Okay, I'm going.
Yo me imaginé
I imagine
que era un grupo.
It was a small group.
Ese día,
that day,
cuando llegué,
when I arrived there,
veo por fuera del colegio,
just in front of the high school,
8 buses estacionados.
8 buses sitting there.
Cuando yo veo esos 8 buses,
when I saw these 8 buses,
yo empecé a asustarme.
I got a little frightened.
Y le digo a mi amigo, ¿qué pasó?
And said to a friend, what happened? What's going on?
No, Jordi, si yo te digo que es un grupo, tú no, si yo te digo que es todo el colegio, tú no vienes.
If I told you it was a big group, you wouldn't have come.
Así es que es todo el colegio.
And so the whole high school was there.
Yo dije, okay.
Okay, what am I going to do?
Yo abro mi boca.
I open my mouth.
Dios, tú la llenarás.
You have to fill it, God.
Ese día me dicen, toma el micrófono.
She said, take the microphone.
Para que tú hagas la oración.
So that you can do the prayer.
450 estudiantes.
There were 450
Muchos
students.
De ellos llegaron aparte también.
And they came, others apart
en
from
carros,
them.
Con sus padres.
Parents came in their cars and others.
Agarré el micrófono.
I had the microphone.
Y Dios empezó a llenar mi boca.
And God began to fill my mouth.
De repente los jóvenes
suddenly the children
empezaron a quebrantarse.
They began to cry.
Y pude entender
I could understand
que el corazón de los hijos
that the heart of the children
se volvía el corazón de los padres.
Would help turn the hearts of the parents
y el corazón de los padres
and the hearts of the parents
se vuelve el corazón de los hijos.
Would turn and go back to the,
y empecé
help the children.
A enseñarle a los jóvenes
and so I began to teach the young people
que el verdadero éxito
the real success
es cuando tú honras a tus padres.
Is when you honor your parents.
Y Dios empezó a traer transformación,
God began to transform
a tocar
lives,
los corazones,
touching hearts.
Cambiar los corazones de piedra
He is changing hearts of
por
stone,
corazones de carne
a real flesh
y un nuevo espíritu.
With a new spirit.
Ese día
that day,
fue impactante,
it was tremendously challenging.
Gracias a Dios.
Thanks to God.
Pero ese día
But that day,
habían profesores
there were teachers
de otros colegios.
From other high schools.
Y me dicen, Jordi,
they said, Jordi,
queremos que vengas al colegio.
We want you to come to our college, our high school.
En esa semana,
that week,
visitamos 8 colegios.
I visited 8 high schools.
Se volvió una ola.
It was like a snowball.
Cada vez más y más.
It was growing more and more.
Y fue tanto el impacto.
The impact was so tremendous.
Que empezaron a suceder cosas, testimonios dentro de los colegios.
There were testimonies of lives changed in the high schools.
Los periódicos empezaron a interesarse.
The newspapers began to understand what was going on in this big city.
Porque los jóvenes estaban entregando las drogas.
Because the young people were handing over their drugs to her.
Y otras ciudades.
In other cities.
Se enteraron de lo que estaba pasando en Barranquilla.
What was happening in Barranquilla.
Y empezaron a invitarnos.
And they began to invite us.
Esta imagen es muy significativa.
This is a very significant and meaningful photo.
Él es la mano derecha de un alcalde de Sincelejo.
He's the right-hand man for the mayor of Sincelejo.
Él habló con el alcalde.
He spoke to the alcalde,
y dijo,
mayor,
traigamos a esta mujer.
We've got to bring this woman.
Y el alcalde dijo, ¿tú la conoces?
And the mayor said, if you know him, know her, okay.
Dijo, no la conozco.
I don't know her.
Pero yo voy a meter la mano por ella.
Well, I'm going to give her a chance.
Algo está pasando en Barranquilla.
Something's happening in Barranquilla.
Yo quiero que eso suceda acá en Sincelejo.
And I want this to happen here in this city.
Nos invitaron.
They invited us.
Llegamos.
We arrived there.
Y empezamos a hablar.
And we began to speak.
Y el Espíritu de Dios.
And the Spirit of God.
Cayó sobre esa generación.
It was falling over this generation of young people.
De repente.
Suddenly.
Él empieza a llorar.
This secretary, he began to cry.
Agarra el micrófono.
He got the microphone.
Y dice.
And he said.
Mientras tú hablabas.
While you were speaking.
Mi corazón.
My heart
empezó a ser transformado.
Began to be transformed.
Yo sentí
I sensed
que mi corazón era transformado
that my heart was transformed
porque yo nunca
because I never
había llorado
have cried like
de
this,
esta forma.
In this way.
Y yo pude entender
and I can believe
que Dios cambió su corazón
changed his heart
por un corazón de carne
for a corazón of
y un nuevo espíritu.
And a new spirit. Okay, preaching the gospel to the next generation.
Íbamos colegio por colegio.
We were going from one high school to another.
Salón por salón.
Room by room.
Teníamos un equipo.
We had a small team.
El equipo empezó a abandonarnos.
And that team began leaving.
Porque no había pago.
Because there was no money involved and they had to work.
Esto es pasión.
You need to have a passion for the
Cuando
work.
Yo decidí servirle a Dios,
when I began to serve the Lord,
nosotros no cobramos.
We have never collected anything.
Hay colegios,
there's some colleges
que nos dan agua.
That give us a glass of water.
Hay otros colegios que no nos dan
and
nada.
Other high schools that don't give us anything.
El equipo empezó a abandonarnos.
The young people began to leave. The team began to leave.
Y de repente,
and suddenly,
le dije a mi esposo,
I said to my husband,
¿qué vamos a hacer?
What are we going to do?
Bueno, vamos a orar.
Well, we're going to pray.
Porque no se puede parar el trabajo de los colegios.
We can't slow down the work in the high schools.
Empezamos a orar.
We began to pray.
Y yo le dije a Dios,
and I said to God,
vamos a hacer un trato.
We're going to do, going to have a deal with you, God.
Vamos a sacar a todos los jóvenes.
We're going to get all of the people out of their rooms.
Y tú te vas a encargar.
And I charge you to.
De callarlos.
To shut their mouths.
Porque yo sabía.
Because I knew.
Que era un reto.
This was a challenge, a real
que
challenge.
Que era difícil.
This was something difficult.
Oramos,
we prayed,
le creímos a Dios,
we believed in God,
y llegamos al colegio.
And we got to this high school.
Y le dije a la profesora,
no, I said to the teacher,
saque a los jóvenes.
Bring all of the children.
Digo, ¿todos?
All of them?
Yes, todos.
Yes, yeah, all of them.
Digo, estás loca.
She said, you're crazy.
Eso es imposible.
This is impossible.
No respetan a la rectora.
They don't even respect the director
of
the
school. No te van a respetar.
They're not going to respect you.
Le digo, okay.
Okay.
No puedo grupo por grupo.
I can't do it group or room by room.
Estoy sola en este momento.
I'm alone in this work now.
Saque los jóvenes.
Bring them all out.
Entonces ella dijo, listo, los voy a sacar.
Okay, well, I'm going to do it.
Es tu responsabilidad.
It's your responsibility now.
Yo voy a estar allá atrás.
I'm going to go back at the back.
Sacaron a los jóvenes.
She brought all the children out.
Y unos hablaban.
Some were talking.
Otros gritaban.
Some were shouting.
Y yo, ay, bueno, jóvenes.
She called out, young people.
Vamos a orar.
We're going to pray.
Porque esa fue la única condición.
This was the only condition at that point.
Que yo le pedí al colegio.
That I asked of the college.
Que me dejara orar por
allow
ellos.
Allow me to pray for them.
Y ellos lo permitieron.
And she said, okay.
Los jóvenes salieron.
The kids came out.
Le digo, cierre sus ojos.
Shut your eyes.
Para que no se distraigan.
So that you're not distracted.
Yo no les voy a echar nada.
I'm not going to throw anything at you.
Unos cerraban los ojos.
Some shut their eyes.
Otros me miraban.
Others were looking at her.
Otros seguían hablando.
Others continued chatting.
Otros se reían.
And some were laughing.
Y de repente,
and suddenly,
yo le digo, gracias Dios.
I said, thank you, God.
Porque hoy tengo el privilegio.
Because I have the privilege.
De estar con lo mejor de lo mejor.
To be with the best of the best.
Gracias Dios.
Thank you, God.
Porque estoy con jóvenes.
Because I am with young people. This is her prayer.
Sabios.
They're wise.
Que saben escuchar.
They know how to listen.
Porque el mediocre.
Because mediocre.
No le gusta escuchar.
People don't like to listen.
Cree que todo se lo sabe.
I think they all know.
Y de repente.
And suddenly.
Hubo un silencio.
There was a silence.
Un silencio.
A tremendous silence.
Que en mi corazón.
That in my heart.
Solo le decía gracias Dios.
I could say thank you Lord.
Hablé una hora.
I spoke for 1 hour.
Dios empezó a darme estrategias.
And God began to give me
Empecé
strategies.
A moverme.
I began to move
a
around.
A caminar.
To walk.
Caminaba por todos lados.
I walked on every side.
Y los jóvenes hacían esto.
And the young people were doing this. They were looking at her as she moved around amongst them.
De repente empezaron
Suddenly,
a llorar.
They began to cry, many of them.
Yo les pregunté, ¿quién quiere recibir a Jesús?
Who would like to receive Jesus as Savior?
Empezaron a levantar sus manos.
They began to raise their hands.
Dios hizo una obra estupenda.
God did a stupendous work.
Cuando terminamos,
And when I finished,
la profesora agarró el micrófono.
The teacher grabbed the microphone.
Ella no tenía palabras.
She didn't have words
Ella
to
decía,
speak.
Gracias, jóvenes,
so thank you, young
por portarse tan bien.
For behaving yourselves today.
Un aplauso para ustedes.
Clap for everybody.
Gracias, jóvenes.
Thank you, young people.
Es que se portaron tan bien.
You are so behavior.
Un aplauso
so good.
Para
Another
ustedes.
Another applause for the young people.
Y los mandó para el salón.
And then they got them to leave for their
Y
rooms.
Me dijo, ¿cómo lo hizo?
She said to you all,
Dame la estrategia.
Tell me the strategy that you have to help them be quiet.
Nosotros no hemos podido.
We haven't been able to.
Yo estoy asombrada.
I was surprised.
¿Cómo te escuchaban?
How they listened to you.
Solo es Dios.
She said, "It's only God."
Dios se ha encargado.
God, I challenge God
de tocar sus corazones.
To touch the hearts of these young people.
Hoy en día,
today,
trabajo con mi esposo.
I work with my husband.
A los 3 años de estar en los colegios,
after 3 years working in the colleges, in the
renuncié
high schools,
a mi trabajo.
I left my work.
Mi esposo me apoyó.
My husband was helping me.
Me dijo, "Listo, hágale."
Okay, do it. I'll help.
Yo represento a los jóvenes.
I represent the young people.
Como la mamá.
Like their mother.
Pero faltaba el padre.
But I lacked the father figure.
De repente Dios puso en mi corazón.
And suddenly God put in my heart.
Que orara por mi esposo.
To pray for my husband.
Porque le iba a pedir su trabajo.
I was going to ask him to work with me.
Empecé a orar por mi esposo.
I began to pray for him.
Y le dije a mi esposo.
And I said to him.
Prepárate.
Prepare yourself.
Porque Dios le va a pedir tu trabajo.
Because God's going to give you a work.
Él solamente se rió.
He smiled.
Pasó el tiempo.
Time went
by. A los 5 años de estar en los colegios.
After 5 years working in the schools.
Una mañana.
One morning.
Mi esposo me dice.
My husband said to me.
Voy a renunciar.
I'm going to renounce my job.
Me voy contigo.
I'm going to work with you.
Y vamos a trabajar por esta generación.
We're going to work for this generation.
Mi familia.
My family.
Algunos se preocuparon.
They were very concerned.
¿Cómo van a vivir?
How are you going to live?
¿Qué van a comer?
How are you going to eat?
¿Sus dos hijos?
You've got two children.
Solo Dios.
Only God, I said.
Dios es nuestro proveedor.
God is our provider.
Nuestros jóvenes nos necesitan.
Our young people necesitan a God.
Y empezamos.
And we began.
Él representa como el padre.
He represents in the talks that we have the
abraza
father figure.
Abraza a estos chicos.
And he is able to give the boys a hug.
Y yo represento
and
esa mamá.
The mother and give the girls a hug.
Cuando viajamos a diferentes ciudades,
as we go to different cities,
yo voy en avión,
I go on,
mi esposo
plane,
va por tierra,
many times my husband goes by
los transportes son muy costosos.
Because the cost of traveling by air is costly.
Él viaja por tierra 15 horas.
He drives 15 hours to get to another city.
Hay colegios,
and there are high schools,
privados,
private high schools,
que nos invitan,
that invite us,
y ellos se encargan de pagar solo un pasaje,
and they only will pay one plane fare.
Yo les pido el favor,
I have asked his,
que me den más días,
yeah, that they will give me a few more days,
para visitar colegios vulnerables,
that I could visit high schools in the area.
La mayoría que pagan nuestros pasajes cuando nos invitan
the ones who pay for our fares when we travel,
son colegios de sacerdotes.
They're usually the high schools with priests.
Ellos aman todo este trabajo.
They love this work that we're doing.
Uno de esos viajes,
on one of these journeys,
la conexión se retrasó.
My flight was a little late in getting in.
Yo iba corriendo.
I was running.
Cuando yo llego al avión,
when I got to the next plane,
escucho,
I heard,
que dicen último llamado.
They were saying, this is the last call.
Jordi Duarte.
Jordi Duarte.
De repente digo, yo.
I said, me, it's me.
Me siento.
I sat down.
Yo iba muy ahogada.
I was tired.
Porque había corrido mucho.
Because I had run so much.
La señora que está al lado.
The lady who was beside
pide
me,
agua.
She asked for water.
Y empieza a darme aire.
She began to fan her a little bit.
Y empezamos a hablar.
We began to talk.
Porque toda persona.
Because every person.
Que se hace a mi lado.
Who has a miracle, sees a miracle.
Yo le pido a Dios.
I ask God.
Que es una oportunidad para hablarle.
Persons who sit beside me, I asked God to give me the word to say.
Y empecé a hablarle.
And I began to speak to her.
Y le dije que me apasionaban los jóvenes.
I said, I'm a passion for the young people.
Que había gente que no creía en los jóvenes.
There are people who don't believe in the young
pero
people.
Yo sí creía en los jóvenes.
But I believe in the young people.
Y ella me dijo, te necesito.
She said, I need you.
Yo soy la alcaldesa de Chinacota.
I am the mayor of Chinacota, the city of Chinacota.
Y al otro día,
and the next day,
estábamos en Chinacota.
And this is the meeting that this mayor arranged.
En un coliseo.
In a coliseum.
Cuando terminó.
And when it finished.
Agarró el micrófono.
She got the microphone.
Lloró delante de los jóvenes.
In front of all of the young people.
Y dijo, me arrepiento.
I am so sorry.
No haber traído todos los jóvenes.
To have not brought all of the young people from all the schools.
Solo traje los chicos de noveno, diez y once.
Only the 9th through 12th grades I brought here.
Pasaron unos meses.
A few months later.
La alcaldesa nos invitó.
She invited us back.
Reunió a todos los padres.
She had also all the parents with the
children. A todos los estudiantes.
And all of the students.
Porque era una oportunidad.
Because it was an opportunity.
Que fueran transformados.
To transform lives.
Hay familias que creen en nosotros.
There are many families that believe in us.
Y ponen donaciones.
And they give us donations.
Esas donaciones.
And these donations.
Se las llevamos a personas vulnerables.
We take them to the poor people.
Me hace acordar.
Yeah, this makes me remember.
Cómo vivía mi padre.
How my father lived in a hut like this.
Yo le llevo una imagen.
I took a picture.
Cómo vivía mi papá.
How my father was living.
Y yo le digo, así era sin Cristo.
That was how my family was without Christ.
Pero con Cristo.
Well, but with Christ.
Todo lo transforma.
Everything has been transformed.
Siempre tomamos fotos.
We always take photos.
Para mostrarle.
To show the people who gave the gifts.
A las personas que nos hacen donaciones.
Those who gave the gifts.
Que sí estamos cumpliendo.
Show them that we are fulfilling what they desire.
Porque no es fácil.
But it's not easy.
Ganar la confianza.
To win the confidence of the people.
Siempre llevamos.
We also.
Okay. Y siempre involucro a mis hijos.
I always involve my children in the work that we're doing.
Y es muy significativo.
It's very significant.
Estaba en un colegio.
So I was in the college.
Mi hijo el menor.
My youngest son.
Él toca el piano.
He plays piano.
Ese día no tenía clase.
There was no class.
Y me lo llevé.
And I took him with me.
Le dije, tú me vas a ayudar en el piano.
I want you to play the piano at the school.
Y de repente los jóvenes empezaron a llorar.
And when he saw the children crying.
Él estaba más pequeño.
He was much younger then.
Él salió del piano.
He moved away from the piano.
Corrió y me abrazó.
He ran to her and hugged her.
Y empezó a llorar.
And began to cry.
Y me dijo, mamá.
And he said, Mom.
Cuando yo sea grande.
When I am big.
Yo tengo que hacer lo que tú haces.
I've got to do the same thing you're doing.
Salvar jóvenes.
To bring people to the Lord.
Yo le dije, sí, hijo.
I said, yes.
Tenemos que trabajar por los jóvenes.
We have to work for the young people.
Por eso los involucro.
And that's why he is involved whenever possible.
Dios puso en mi corazón.
That's her husband there talking.
Él es mi esposo, my husband.
That's her husband,
Harold. De Dios puso en mi corazón.
God put in my heart.
Que un habitante de la calle.
That the street people or the homeless.
No nació pensando ser habitante.
Never grew up thinking that they would one day be homeless.
Una prostituta.
A prostitute.
No nació pensando ser prostituta.
Never was born and grew up thinking that that would be the end of her life.
Familias.
Families.
Nos dan donaciones.
They give us donations.
De comida.
Of food.
Y alimentamos 70 personas.
And we every Friday night give 70 people something to eat.
Entre esas.
And among them.
Visitas.
These visits. This is somebody obviously drugged.
Encontramos a Diego.
Came across Diego. That's him in the three parts of the photos there.
Él es un hijo para nosotros.
He is like a son to us.
Sus padres ya murieron.
His parents died.
Su hermana es drogadita.
His sister is a drug addict.
Y su otro hermano está en la cárcel.
And his other brother is in the jail.
Ese día estaba en el carro.
Down below, she was in her car one day.
Corrió y me alcanzó.
He ran to me. And
y me dijo, dame plata.
He said, give me some money, please.
Y dije, no, no te voy a dar plata.
I don't have money.
Vamos a la tienda.
Let's go to the little shop.
Le compré comida.
I bought him something to eat.
Me senté con él en la
I
calle.
I sat with him in the street.
Le dije, tú no naciste pensando ser habitante
said,
de la calle.
You weren't born and grew up thinking that this was going to be the end of.
Vamos.
Let's go.
Yo te quiero ayudar.
I want to help you.
Yo te quiero adoptar como un hijo.
I want to adopt you as a son.
Él empezó a vivir la transformación.
He began to have a transformed life.
Y hoy en día,
and today,
él visita los colegios.
He has started visiting the high schools with me.
Y le dice a los jóvenes,
and he can tell the young people,
salgan de las drogas.
Leave the drugs.
Dios lo hizo conmigo.
The Lord has done that for me.
No vayan a pisar fondo.
Don't think in your hearts.
Hoy en día,
today,
Diego me ayuda a llevar comida a los habitantes de la calle.
These days, he helps me to take food to these street people.
De las 70 personas,
of the 70 people,
hay 13 que ya quieren salir.
There are 13 who want to leave this life.
Estamos orando,
and we are praying,
por un lugar,
for a house,
porque no es fácil,
because it's not
sostenerlo,
easy to look after them,
por los gastos,
for what's involved.
Pero creemos,
but we believe,
que así como Dios lo ha hecho con Diego,
our God changed and transformed
lo
the life
puede hacer
of Diego,
con muchos.
He can do that with many.
Yo soy psicóloga.
I'm a psychologist.
La ciencia nos dice,
the science tells us,
que no hay oportunidad para ellos.
There's no opportunity for these people.
Y estaba en un congreso.
I was in the congress.
El conferencista dijo,
and the conference said,
no pierden el tiempo.
Don't waste your time.
Como psicólogos,
as psychologists,
con los drogadictos.
Con the drug people.
Yo me levanté.
I stood up.
Y perdón.
I said, excuse me.
Pero yo sí pierdo el tiempo con ellos.
I lose time with them.
Yo sí puedo ver milagros.
I can see miracles.
Y le hablé de Diego.
And I spoke about Diego.
Y el conferencista.
And the man who was speaking.
Dijo, yo puedo decir hoy.
I can say today.
Que Diego es un milagro.
Que Diego is a miracle.
Así es.
And that's
hoy
the
en
truth.
Día.
Today.
Trabaja.
He works.
Se sostiene.
He looks after himself.
Trabaja con un hermano.
He works in one of the factories of her brother.
Y en los espacios libres.
And in his free time.
Me ayuda en los colegios.
He helps me in the high schools. Okay. An invitation to bring the message to Israel.
Siempre le enseño a los jóvenes.
I always taught the young people.
A creerle a Dios.
To believe in God.
Porque yo lo he conocido.
Because I have seen.
Como un Dios proveedor.
How God provides.
Y aunque la situación sea difícil,
even though the situation may be
les pido,
I ask,
que a Dios,
I ask God,
que cambie la mente de pobreza,
to change the minds of being poor,
y ponga la mente de Jesucristo,
and put the mind of Christ into the people.
Siempre le digo, jóvenes,
I say, young people,
nacieron para ser grandes.
We were born to do something big.
Las naciones nos llamarán.
The nations around the world are calling
y los
us.
Medios de comunicación nos buscarán.
The ways of communication these days is there for us to
y un
use.
Día estaba en un colegio.
And one day I was in the college.
Le dije, jóvenes,
and I said, young people,
las naciones nos llamarán.
The nations are calling
oh,
us.
Yeah. No me estaban creyendo.
They didn't believe her.
Eso me retó.
This was a challenge.
Me fui a hablar con Dios.
I went to speak with God.
Dios.
I said, God.
Tú sabes.
You know.
Que lo que yo hablo.
What I say.
Es lo que yo esté viviendo.
Is what I am living.
O lo que haya vivido.
Or what I have lived.
Y yo le digo a los jóvenes.
Like the young people.
Las naciones nos llamarán.
The nations, yes, are calling us.
Y a mí nadie me ha llamado.
Nobody's ever called me.
Pasó unos días.
Some few days went by.
Era 13 de septiembre.
It was 13th of September.
Recibo una llamada.
I had a phone call.
Y me dicen, buenos días, Jordi.
Good morning, Lorely.
Te hablamos de la Embajada de Israel.
This is the ambassador of Israel speaking.
Como nosotros acostumbramos
generally
dar el número de celular,
give our phone number to all the kids.
Yo pensé que era una chica de un colegio.
I thought it was one of the kids from the college.
Yo, sí. De la embajada.
The ambassador.
¿Qué pasó?
What happened?
No, Jordi, es verdad.
No, this is the truth.
La embajada está ubicada en Bogotá.
It's in Bogotá.
Y hemos visto.
And we have seen.
Hemos visto todo lo que publicas.
We've seen everything on the pages social.
Hemos visto todo lo que publicas en Facebook.
We've seen everything in Facebook.
En Instagram. Y nos parece impactante.
What you're doing is something that has an impact.
Cuando me dijo eso, le digo a los jóvenes.
He said to the young people.
Tengan mucho cuidado
people,
con lo que publican.
Be careful what you publish.
De la abundancia del corazón,
from the abundance of the heart,
escriben tus dedos.
You're putting your fingers to work to tell what's in your heart.
Y ella me dice,
and she said, the lady from the ambassador,
hemos hecho un seguimiento.
We have followed you.
Y queremos,
and we want you to know,
que vengas a Israel.
We want you to come to Israel.
Te vamos a pagar todo.
We're going to pay for everything.
Te necesitamos por un mes.
We need you to be there for 1 month.
Yo, ¿qué?
She said, what?
Yo no lo podía creer.
She couldn't believe it.
Digo, okay.
I said, okay.
¿Por dónde quieres salir?
Well, they said to her, where would you like to land before you get to Israel?
Por Nueva York.
She said, like New York.
Quiero conocer Manhattan.
I want to know Manhattan.
Ah, okay. Te vamos a dar ese privilegio.
We'll give you this privilege. Give you a couple of days.
Colgué.
I hung up.
Grité.
I screamed.
Mi esposo, ¿qué pasó?
My husband wondered what happened.
Me han invitado para Israel.
They've invited me to go to Israel.
Llegué al colegio, a los colegios en esa semana.
I arrived back at the high schools that week.
Jóvenes.
Young people.
Las naciones nos llamarán.
The nations are calling us.
Pues les cuento.
I want to tell you.
Me llamó la embajada de Israel.
The ambassador for Israel called me.
Me voy.
I'm going.
Chao.
Chao.
¿Qué?
What?
¿Cómo?
Oh, wow. How?
Los jóvenes empezaron a creer más.
They began to believe something.
Ese día llegué a Tel Aviv.
Arrived in Tel Aviv.
Me esperaba una limusina.
There was a limousine waiting for me.
De la embajada.
From the embassy.
Wow, me llevaron a un instituto universitario.
Of the university.
Me encontré 28 participantes.
I found there were 28 other people participating in this event.
11 naciones.
From 11 different countries.
Nos pidieron que presentáramos un proyecto.
And they asked each one of us to present a project that we're involved in.
Yo le pregunté a Dios, ¿qué vamos a hacer? Y Dios puso en mi corazón, hable lo que tú haces.
Just tell them what you do.
Ese día,
and that day,
me paré, empecé a presentar mi proyecto del trabajo en los colegios y de mi nación. Estaba representado un coronel.
There's a colonel on the right.
Una concejal,
and a concejal which is
y
a
la evangelista Yorli.
And an evangelist Yorli on the far side.
De repente,
suddenly,
estaba hablando,
I was speaking,
y el embajador dice,
and the ambassador said,
Yorli, un momento,
just
perdónanos.
A moment, Yorli, excuse us.
Llegó una persona,
a person has arrived,
y queremos que también escuche.
And I want him to be able to hear.
Cuando yo veo, entra un señor,
a man came in.
Era un decano.
He was the director
de una de las mejores universidades del Salvador.
Of one of the biggest and best universities in El Salvador.
Él se sienta.
He sat down there.
Él me escucha.
He was listening to me.
Y cuando finaliza todo,
and when I had finished,
me dice, Yorli,
he said, Yorli,
te invito a almorzar.
I want you to eat, have lunch with me.
Necesito hablar contigo.
I need to talk to you.
Si yo te invito a El Salvador,
if I invite you to El Salvador,
¿tú irías?
Would you be willing to come?
Okay, si me avisas con tiempo.
As long as you tell me with enough
con
time
mucho
to organize,
gusto.
With much pleasure.
Yo quiero que trabaje con jóvenes.
I want to work with young people.
De la universidad.
In the universities.
Al otro día,
the next day,
el embajador,
the ambassador,
dijo, vamos a nombrar los 5 proyectos.
But we're going to name the best 5 projects.
De los 28 participantes.
Of the 28 people who were here.
Y empezó a nombrar las naciones.
And he began to name the countries from which they came.
Uruguay,
Argentina,
y de repente dice Colombia.
And then he said, Colombia.
Y eso no es del coronel.
I said, this is not the colonel.
Eso no es de la concejal.
He's not going to be a political person.
Eso es mío.
Me.
Sí, Dios, sí, es
yes,
mío.
Yes, please, God.
Cuando
please.
De repente dice, y de Colombia,
and from Colombia,
se lo ha ganado,
we have chosen
Yorli Duarte.
Yorli Duarte.
Yorli.
Yorli.
Queremos que vengas a Israel,
we want you to come to Israel
con tu familia,
with your family,
con tu esposo,
with your husband,
con tus hijos,
with your sons,
y nos apoye en los colegios.
To help us in the high schools
los
here.
Jóvenes de Tel Aviv,
the young people of Tel Aviv
necesitan escuchar este mensaje.
They need to hear your message.
Por eso estoy acá,
that's
en
why
Chicago,
I'm here.
Estudiando
I'm
todos
studying,
los días.
Studying all, every day English,
aprendiendo inglés.
Learning English in Chicago.
Y pray for me.
Please pray for me.
llegué a Colombia.
A couple of months later I went.
Fui a los colegios.
Colombia. I went to the, oh, sorry, I went, she went back to the schools.
Le dije, jóvenes.
I said, young people.
Las naciones nos llamarán.
The nations are calling us.
Chao, me voy para El Salvador.
Chao, I'm leaving for El Salvador.
Me this invitaron.
November last year.
Me voy con mi esposo.
They invited me and I'm taking my husband.
¿Qué? ¿Cómo? Yeah, okay. Llegamos a El Salvador.
We arrived in El Salvador.
Empezamos a hablarle a los jóvenes.
I began to speak to the young people.
Cuando iba finalizando,
and as I was finishing,
el decano,
the director,
me confiesa algo.
He confessed something to me.
Me dice, te voy a confesar.
I want to tell you something.
Que para mí fue un reto.
For me it was a challenge.
Los hombres aquí,
the men here,
no le gusta escuchar a las mujeres.
They never want to listen to a woman. They're
y
machos.
Yo, ¿por qué? Son muy machistas.
They're very macho.
Y yo traje, yo no traje a todos.
And I brought them all here.
Yo traje a los como a los más rebeldes.
The most rebellious.
Ellos
they
detestan
they don't like
escuchar mujeres.
Listening to women.
Cuando yo les dije
when I said
que había una invitada
I had invited
y que
a
era
woman,
una mujer,
and it is a woman,
ellos me miraron terrible.
They looked terrible.
Y verlos llorar.
And they, sorry?
Verlos llorar.
And to see them crying,
doy gracias a Dios.
I give thanks to God,
porque no me equivoqué.
Because I wasn't making
y me arrepiento
and I repented
de no haber traído todos los jóvenes.
To not have brought all of the young people that we have contact with.
Él se acercó. Ese joven se acercó.
Oh, that guy there.
Cuando él se acercó,
when this guy,
me dijo, yo no estoy enfermo de mi cuerpo.
He said, I'm not. My sickness isn't from my heart.
Hoy entendí.
Today I learned
que yo estoy enfermo.
I am sick
de mi corazón.
From my heart.
Por falta de perdón.
Because I have not pardoned my father.
Yo no he perdonado a mis padres.
I've never forgiven my parents.
Y hoy,
and today,
tomo la decisión.
I've taken the decision
de perdonarlos.
To forgive them.
Los voy a ir a buscar.
I'm going to look for them.
Esa noche fue muy especial.
This night was a very special night. Next one.
Y ellos empezaron a pasar.
And all these kids began
y empezaron
to come
a recibir a Jesús.
And they started receiving the Lord Jesus as Savior.
Fue muy significativo.
It was very significant.
Gracias a Dios.
Thanks be to God.
Siguiente.
Listo.
Esa es mi familia.
This is your family.
My husband.
A husband, Harold.
My son, Juan Pablo.
Juan Pablo.
Santiago.
And Santiago is the older one.
Pido sus oraciones.
I ask for your prayers.
No ha sido fácil.
It hasn't been easy.
Hemos recibido amenazas.
We've been threatened.
Hay colegios.
There's some high schools.
Que pasa transformación.
They've had a transformation.
Y de repente
suddenly,
los que venden drogas
drugs,
no les sirve porque se les acaba la venta. Diana era una líder de pandillas. Tenía 50 pandilleros.
She had 50 gang members.
Cuando llegué a ese colegio,
when I arrived at that school,
nos hicieron un allanamiento.
They got together all of the school.
La policía
the police
llegó.
Came along,
a mí me lanzaron por allá
and they put her outside the
y
room.
Yo solamente veía paquetes de drogas así.
Little packets of drugs flying in the air like a snowstorm.
Veía cuchillos,
knives, all sorts of other weapons.
Y de repente,
and suddenly,
a los dos meses,
after 2 months,
hacen otro allanamiento.
There's another one of these meetings and the police came.
Y encuentra solamente 4 paquetes.
And they only found 4 packets of drugs.
Empieza a decir, ¿qué está pasando?
Say,
ahí es donde llegan los medios de comunicación. Los jóvenes estaban siendo transformados.
The young people are being transformed.
Diana no les servía.
She didn't like it.
Ese día,
that day,
se acercó,
she came to me,
me arrinconó,
me put, got me in a corner.
Y me dijo, te voy a dar una semana.
I give you 1 week.
Si en una semana no te vas del colegio,
if you don't leave this college in 1 week,
te la ves conmigo.
You got to deal with me.
Yo le dije, lo que Dios abre,
I said, what God opens,
nadie lo puede cerrar.
Nobody can shut.
Y el día que Dios me diga que me vaya,
in the day that I said I would go,
yo me voy.
I go.
Ella dijo,
okay.
Te la vas a ver conmigo.
You're gonna see, deal with me.
Se fue.
She went.
Uno de los pandilleros
one of her friends,
ya empezó a querernos.
She began to like
se acercó
we were doing.
Y me dijo, Yorly,
she came alongside
vete,
and said,
vete, salga
go,
de aquí.
Go, Yorly, don't come back.
Ella es peligrosa.
She's very dangerous.
Esa semana
that week,
Reunimos a toda mi familia.
I got my whole family together.
Ese fin de semana estuvimos en una vigilia.
We had prayer all night.
Oramos.
Praying.
Le pedimos tanto a Dios.
We asked God.
La iglesia se congregó.
The whole church was together.
Y empezamos a orar por protección.
We're praying for protection.
Ese fin de semana, mientras nosotros orábamos, Dayana estaba en una fiesta.
Dayana was in a big party, a gang party.
De repente venía un grupo de pandilleros.
Another gang came along.
Y uno, el líder de esa pandilla,
and the leader of the other gang,
sacó un puñal.
Pulled out a big knife.
Se lo lanzó a Dayana, su mejor amiga.
Her best friend,
al ver que el puñal venía sobre Dayana,
seeing that the knife was coming to Dayana,
ella se metió.
She got in front of
y el puñal le cayó en el corazón.
And the knife went into her heart.
Ella ve que su mejor amiga,
and Dayana saw her best friend,
cae,
fall to the ground.
Pero ella tenía que correr.
She had to run.
Porque en ese momento
moment,
llega la policía.
Arriving,
ella empieza a correr.
She began to run.
Mientras ella corría,
running,
ella le decía, Dios, tú existes.
She was saying, God, if you exist,
dame una oportunidad.
Give me another opportunity.
Dame una oportunidad.
Give me an opportunity.
Dios, y ella llegó a la casa.
She arrived at the home.
Ella dice que ella se tiró al piso.
She fell on the floor,
y empezó a llorar.
She began to cry,
y lloraba.
And cried,
y ella llega a su corazón.
Came to her heart.
Toda la última oportunidad.
This is the last opportunity.
Ella llega el lunes al colegio.
On Monday, she came to school.
Yo tenía que ir el martes.
I had to go on Tuesday.
Dios inquieta mi corazón.
My heart was just,
le digo a mi sobrino, acompáñame al colegio.
I said to my niece, would you come with me?
Llego al colegio.
I arrived at the college.
Cuando yo llego, veo a Dayana.
When I arrived there, I saw Dayana.
Reunió a todo el colegio.
She'd gotten the whole high school together.
Porque la rectora le tenía miedo.
Because the director of the school had
con el
fear.
Micrófono.
She was afraid of that. She had the
ella
microphone.
Le dice a los jóvenes,
she said to the young people,
Dios me dio la última oportunidad.
God has given me the last opportunity.
No puedo seguir con ustedes.
I cannot continue with
dejen
work.
Las pandillas.
Leave the gangs.
Dejen las drogas.
Leave the drugs.
No me interesa si me maten.
I'm not interested if you kill me.
Pero
or not.
Dios me ha dado la última oportunidad.
God has spoken to me and given me the last chance.
Cuando ella me ve allá parada,
when she saw me in front,
ella me dice,
she
el said, Dios que ella enseña,
God taught me through her,
si existe,
that he does exist.
Es el mismo Dios,
that same God,
que me ha dado una oportunidad.
Has given me another opportunity.
Así es que yo te invito,
and so I invited,
que no te calles,
don't fall,
que hables,
to speak,
que toda persona que esté a tu alrededor
to everybody who's around,
necesita de escuchar de Jesús.
They need to hear about Jesus.
Yo todos los días,
every day,
voy en el tren.
I go on the train.
Y la persona que se sienta a mi lado,
this is now coming down to Chicago,
empiezo a hablarle,
I speak to the person,
le digo,
beside
necesito
me,
practicar inglés,
I have to practice
y
English,
empezamos a hablar,
and we speak, we
y de repente,
speak, suddenly,
le digo, ¿conoces a Jesús?
I ask them, do you know Jesus?
Y muchos dicen no, otros dicen sí.
Some say yes and some say no.
Lo más significativo,
the most significant,
fue que yo estudio con muchos jóvenes de diferentes países.
I'm studying with young people from many different countries.
Yo estudio con árabes,
there are Arabs,
con África,
Africans,
coreanos,
Koreans,
Tailandia,
Thailand.
Y ese día,
and that day,
la profesora dijo que nos hiciéramos de a dos.
She said you have to do two together.
Y me hice al lado de la chica de Tailandia.
And she put me beside the Thailand girl.
La profesora dijo, van a hablar.
You need to speak together.
Si han visitado mansiones,
if you've visited mansions or places,
castillos,
castles,
y de repente so yo le pregunto a ella,
I asked her,
¿tú has visitado castillos?
Have you visited castles?
Y ella me dice, sí.
She said, yes.
Yo le digo, ¿y cuál?
And which one?
Y ella me dice, el de Buda.
Where Buddha is.
Yo le dije, sí, ¿y tú qué haces allá?
What do you do there?
Entonces ella me dijo, yo hago esto.
I do this, I pray.
Yo amo a Buda.
I love Buddha.
Yo empecé a sentir un dolor en mi corazón.
I began to have a pain in my chest.
Y le pregunté,
and I asked her,
¿tú conoces a Jesús?
You know Jesus.
Yo nunca voy a olvidar su rostro.
I will never forget her face.
Ella hizo esto.
She said this.
Jesús.
Jesús, Jesus.
Jesús. No.
I've never heard of him.
¿Quién es él?
Who is he?
Es su amigo.
Is your friend?
¿Es de tu país?
Is from your country?
Fue muy duro.
It was difficult.
Yo solo pedí permiso.
I just asked your permission.
Me fui para el baño.
Her permission, she went to the bathroom.
Y lloré.
I cried.
Por mi amiga.
For my friend.
Yo en ese momento,
in this moment,
quería hablar su idioma.
I want to learn her language.
Para decirle quién era Jesús.
To tell her exactly who is Jesus.
Y todos los días.
Every day.
Le voy enseñando quién es Jesús.
I teach others who is Jesus.
Y lo más hermoso.
The most beautiful.
Es que la semana pasada.
Last week.
Yo estaba tomando café.
I was drinking coffee.
Y ella dice, ¿y hoy qué vamos a hablar de de Jesús?
Are we going to speak about Jesus?
Así es que llegó el tiempo.
The time came.
De hablar de Jesús.
To speak to her about Jesus.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you, thank you.
Pray for me, for family. I understand I'm my teacher. Every day I understand difficult pronunciation. Pray for me para aprenderlo cada día más. Gracias.
Yeah, pregunta. Well, I don't know if we have time for any questions. It's late, isn't it? Yeah. Well, thank you for listening. And the thing is that there are so many stories of lives changed and transformed that we could be here all day talking about it. But she's given you a little capsule of some of the things that are happening. And Barbara has a couple of photographs you might want to have of the family. This one, actually. And if you want to put it on your refrigerator or if you want to put it in your Bible to pray for her. So if you'd like one, talk to Barbara. Let's pray. Father, we just want to thank you today for your many blessings. And as we hear about the work that the Lord is doing through Jolie, and we thank you that the seed that has been planted is something that you have used, and it has grown and it has matured. Her father was watering that seed, and now we see a fruit and a harvest that is beyond our understanding. It's just incredible. The many thousands of young people who are putting their trust in the Lord Jesus. So I pray your blessing on each one of us here. Help us to have a heart of an evangelist, to be ready to speak a word for Jesus at every moment we have the opportunity. Be with us now as we separate. We give you thanks. In Jesus' name, amen.